All right, Wes, we're ready to kick this thing off.
And to kick it off, looking down the number 25, James Kicklighter. Kicklighter puts his foot into it. Line drive kick bounces. Williams takes it, drops it, picks it up at the 10. Comes to our side. He's across the 15. Cuts back by one man to 20. Across the 25, there comes a flag in, and they'll haul him down about the 27-yard line. And that is Justin Walks. Justin Walks was the kicker, I'm sorry.
Let's see what the flag is. Want to remind you, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. Want to thank Page Heating and Air for their live in-game stats.
Chop block. They'll mark off 10 yards. And we will start first and 10 from our 18-yard line. And Marcus Stevenson, the senior, comes out. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from right to left in those crimson jerseys, crimson pants. Windsor Forest, white jerseys, green pants, green helmets. They'll line up in a four-man front. They'll put three linemen down, stand one of them up on our side. Stevenson in the shotgun. Drops back, throws out in the flats. Over there to number 37. There goes Tevin Brown as he gets around the side. They run him out of bounds. Nope, they say he stays in bounds as he gets across the 25 up to about the 27. He's going to be just about, nope, they're going to stop the clock. Nope, they've got a first down, Bill. Hot off the bat. Little pass out in the flat from Stevenson to Brown. And Brown picks up a first down. Moves it out to the 28-yard line for our Vikings. Ball on the far hash mark. Stevenson now will stay in the shotgun. Keeps Brown in the backfield with him. Two receivers near side, one far side. Man coverage by Windsor Forest. We give it to Brown up the middle. And tackle made by Bill, I think, number 7.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. And I tell you, he's going to be a guy that's going to be all over the place. That's McKinley Haversham, their linebacker, makes the tackle. Like these.
You like those?
Yes. I miss them when we're on the road. All right.
Stevenson.
Second down.
Yep, it'll be second and about 8. Again, Stevenson stays in the shotgun. They're now showing a five-man front. Slide that linebacker in the slot on our side. Stevenson looking. Chops the ball, starts to run. Over one man, two. And he gets across the 35 up to about the 37-yard line. It'll be about a yard short. Should be 3rd and 1 from there.
Yeah, he was tripped up by number 2, Craig Sheffield, in on the tackle for the Windsor Forest Knights.
I'd like to say hello to all the Windsor Forest fans in Savannah who's tuned into the broadcast.
Following us on MyKicksCountry.com.
3rd and less than a yard. Again, a four-man front. Stevenson in the shotgun. Brown to his right. Takes it, gives it to Brown, gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and will lose yardage. And we will have to punt on our first possession.
Leading on the tackle for the Knights, number 52, Tanja Bennett, defensive lineman. And he just manhandled our runner, putting down in a loss. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll lose about 5 all the way back to the 32-yard line. And they will send Craig Sheffield and number 1, DeAndre Williams, back deep to receive. We're standing on our 20. There is a snap from Seth Carlo. End over end punt hit at the 35 and bounces. Takes a Viking roll across the 30 and will roll out of bounds at the 27-yard line. That's where the Knights will take over. 1st and 10 with 9:20 to go here in the first quarter. No score, and it will be the Knights' first possession of the night.
Yeah, good punt by number 95, Sean Smith. We'll get you some yards on that here in just a moment. A 40-yard punt.
I want to say hello to our friends Brad and Chris over at Crystal River Seafood listening tonight.
Game just underway, 9:20 left in the first quarter. No score. First drive now for the Windsor Forest Knights.
Trawick goes under center in the I formation. We're in a five-man front, gives it to the tailback. Oh, gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
And he is, stopped by the entire defensive line. But coming up off the bottom, my impact player, number 10, Nathan Brantley, as he's filling in for number 17, Trey Jackson, tonight.
9:01 to go here in the first quarter. It will be second and 9. The ball out to the 28-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Windsor. Going Windsor Forest going from left to right on your radio dial. Burke leads Coffee 6-0. Over in Douglas, Georgia. Tight end to the far side of the field. Again, the I formation. Splits his receivers. Trawick pitches out to the tailback around the right side. That's number 6. Gets hit as he crosses, as he gets to the line of scrimmage. That is Esau Morrison. Morrison gets stopped for a no gainer.
Yeah, Tyquan laying in on the tackle, and then coming in to clean up number 53, Michael Wright. And they'll pick up about another yard, bring up third down and 8 now for the Windsor Forest Knights. Stand, and they are at their own 29-yard line.
Trawick. And the shotgun. Nope, goes under center. Ball on the far hash mark. We've got a four-man front. Play action pass, rolls right, looking, there comes the pressure, throws downfield. Oh, and number 31, that is Stephen Bryant, had it in his hands at the 45, turned to look for where the defender was coming from and dropped the ball.
Yeah, Eric Hart had position early, but then when he turned to look back at the quarterback, as you said, number 31, Stephen Bryant, cut inside just a little bit. Quarterback put it right in his hands, just couldn't make the catch, and that'll bring up fourth down now for the Knights. 7:47 left in the first. No score.
Trawick to punt the ball, standing at his 15. Jordan Williams and Tyquan Ling back deep, standing at about our 35, waiting on Trawick's punt. He gets it off. A high, high punt. Ling takes it to 40, drops the ball and falls on it at the 43, and that's where our Vikings will take over. First and 10 with 7:43 to go. First quarter and no score.
Smart move by Tyquan Lang. And when the ball bounced out of his hands, he didn't try to pick it up or do anything. Just fall on it. Give the offense an opportunity. Want to say hello to my friend Carl Fulp, as he is stranded in the Atlanta airport tonight. Could not get his flight connected to get back here to Valdosta, and he's missing tonight's game. But he's listening to us on MyKicksCountry.com.
Seth Carlo, the junior. And a quarterback now. Seth takes a snap. Gives it to Brown up the middle, looking for a hole. Oh, look, way behind Scarborough. A big block by one of those Sons of Thunder, 61, as Tevin Brown gets the ball into Knight territory, down to their 44-yard line.
Reminds me a little of two of my favorite players, Lynn Williams and Darriott Perry. They used to put your hand on the back of their offensive lineman, follow them through the line.
Carlo in the shotgun. Again to Brown up the middle. Ooh, this time he gets to the line of scrimmage and no further. He was met there by a big old Knight that wrapped him up.
That last run, just for information, that was a 14-yard run earlier and a first down for the Vikings. Now, as he got back just to the line of scrimmage, it'll be second and 10 now for the Vikings.
Carlo with Bergman. And that is Chris Hill, wide receivers on our side. Slides toward to his left, ball on the near hash mark. Four-man front. Linebackers showing blitz. Up the middle they come. We give it to Brown. He's by one man, two, and they will stop him down at the 40. He'll pick up 3 yards and get down to the 40-yard line, Bill. It will be third and 6 from there.
Yeah, that really was a tough, tough run. It was tackled by Tyler Thompson. McKinley Haversham again for the Windsor Forest Knights, brings up third down and 7 for the Vikings.
Sends Hill and Bergman to the far side. They're showing blitz off the corner. There it comes. They give it to Brown as he heads that way, gets a block, gets to the corner, gets wrapped up, a shoestring tackle at the 40, and he'll get no further than that.
Yeah, that's Craig Sheffield. Gets and just cut the feet out from under him.
Craig Sheffield, the Knights' leading scorer. 6:13 to go here in the first quarter. No score, and it'll be fourth and 6. And coach says, yeah, let's go for it.
We're on our side of the field, on the Knight side of the field at the 40-yard line.
Sends Brandon Roberts in, also Jerome Daniels. And number 24, Kenny Moore is in.
Fourth and 7.
Seth waiting on the snap. There it is, throws out to Brown. Oh, off his fingertips, and the ball will go over on downs. to the Knights at their own 40-yard line. 5:40 to go first quarter, no score.
Good pass play by Seth Carlo. Just went through the hands, and he had some open real estate in front of him. I don't know if he had first down real estate in front of him, but nonetheless, it is now first down and 10 for the Windsor Forest Knights, and the first quarter continues to click by here with 5:40 left in that first quarter. What do you got, Taylor?
Guys, Page Heating and Air stat update. First two drives, Lowndes had 4 plays for 6 yards. Windsor Forest, their first drive, 3 plays for 2 yards. That drive for Lowndes, 5 plays for 17 yards.
And I think we have a timeout on the field. We do. Let's take a 60-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Traywick under center. He takes a snap, gives it a tailback. Ball's on the ground. He picks it up, and we immediately knock him down. That's Esau Morrison as he fumbled the ball going into the line. We've run a play while we were coming back from commercial break. Esau Morrison fumbled the ball, but they called a legal procedure against Windsor Forest. He fumbled the ball going into the line, recovered it, and actually got a 2-yard gain. 5:27 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Now mark off 5.
That nullifies that play.
Yep.
First and 15 now for the Windsor Forest Knights, back about the 36 and a half yard line.
Craywood goes under center. I formation. Takes a snap, gives to the fullback right up the middle. Big number 44, that is Alex Bryant Jr., the senior.
And that's in on the tackle for the Vikings. That's Brantley again, along with number 42, Elijah Curtis. So both the linebackers getting in, making a difference early in this ball game. 4:53, the clock running in the first quarter. No score here. Vikings have had the ball twice and have had to punt.
Traywick splits his receivers, one far side, one near side, brings a tight end to the Vista side of the field. We're still in that five-man front. Takes the snap, drops back, looks our throw. There we come, and we've got him back at the 30-yard line.
And giving credit for the sack, number 32, that's Brian Bell, coming from that defensive end spot, and they will take a huge loss.
With an assist, number 70, Chandler Sumler. That'll take it all the way back, they say, to the 30. So that should be, it's going to be third and Bell, 20. Ball almost to our side of the field. 4:05 to go here, first quarter, no score. Craywick.
A 9-yard loss on that sack, Wes.
Says something to Stephen Bryant. Now again, splits his receivers, tied into the visitor side of the field. Again, a five-man front. Gives it to Stevens right up the middle. And he'll get to the line of scrimmage and no more. Ooh! Then he gets just slammed to the turf.
Yeah, in on that tackle, number 42, Elijah Curtis, and number 53, Michael Wright, and nothing doing for the Windsor Forest Knights. And we got a stop of play. Let's see what the official has to say.
Flag on the play, guys, right here in front of me.
Yep, there is a flag right here.
Illegal procedure declined.
Declined the penalty, so.
We send Tyquan Lane and Jordan Williams back deep. Number 2 and number 5 on their jerseys.
And their punter is their quarterback, yep. Tremaine Traywick.
He does everything for them. There's a snap. He gets it off. A high, high, high. We call for a fair catch. It hits, bounces. Hits at our 45 and bounces right back into Greg Sheffield's jersey. So Windsor Forest will down it. We will get it. We will get the football on our 47-yard line. 3:24 to go, first quarter. No score.
We'll go down to, that was a 23-yard punt. We'll go down to Marty in just a little while and get a commercial banking company sideline report, kind of see what's going on the sidelines here as the Vikings just haven't been able to put an offensive drive together here yet. Let's see if they can do it now.
Our third possession, got Stevenson in the shotgun, Telvin the Orr right behind him. Bergman, wide receiver to the far side. Tevin Brown, wing back in front of him. Five-man front for Windsor Forest. Linebacker comes on a blitz. They're coming after Stevenson, and they get him back at the 40. Looks like we'll lose about 6 yards on that play. They showed one guy off the corner, one up the middle. We didn't pick it up. as they come through and sacking back to the 43 minutes to go here in the first quarter, and no score so far here at Martin Stadium.
And the Vikings lose ground on that.
Second and 15. Stevenson goes under center. Linebackers back off now. They bring a man in motion. They pitch it out to Brown, looking for a hole across the 40. And he's wrapped up as he gets across the 40. He'll get maybe 2 yards back, Bill. It's going to be third and about 12.
Yeah, just not able to really get anything generated right here. The clock continues to run on that. 2:26 the clock running. Here in the first quarter, no score yet. And I think if you're listening from home or wherever you are, you might have expected Lowndes to be on the board at least once by now.
Two receivers far side, one near side. There's a whistle. Timeout, Windsor Forest. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. 2:10 to go here, first quarter, no score. We'll be right back after this. Back here in Martin Stadium, 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. No score. It's going to be third and about 12 for our Vikings. The ball at our own 43-yard line. We need to get down to about the 43 of Windsor Forest. Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. They're showing man coverage. Stevenson in the shotgun with Tyquan Lane to his right. Standing on the near hash mark. Four-man front. That's showing blitz off the corner. Stop those out in the flats. Oh, and overthrew Nick Bergman right behind him.
And Nick had gotten just what he needed for the first down. He was about a yard short. The ball was thrown on the line. He was going to be gone after that catch. But as a result, Vikings go three and out. Fourth down now, set to punt. Clock stops with the incomplete pass. 2:04 now left in the first.
Williams and Sheffield drop back deep for the Knights. Nick Hart to punt, standing on our own 30-yard line, and we got a whistle, and what do we got? We've got another timeout, Windsor Forest. Let's take another 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Let's get down to the sidelines real quick and a report from Marty.
As one thing to mention, our team has definitely come out a little flat, but you got to give credit where credit's due. Windsor Forest coach Jason Roundtree said they were going to do something a little different on defense tonight. They have. They've been stunting. They've been blitzing, lining up differently, and really shutting our offense down.
That's the Commercial Banking Company sideline report.
There's a snap. Nick Hart puts that foot into it. A high, high punt. Windsor Forest lets it hit at the 20, bounces across the 15, and will roll dead at the 14-yard line after a wheel down the ball. That with a minute 58 to go here in the first quarter. And no score here at Martin Stadium. An update from Douglas, Georgia. It is Coffey 7, Burke County 6.
Inside of 2 minutes here in the first quarter, and Windsor Forest will have it first down and 10 inside their own 20. Go ahead, Taylor.
Got an update out of Moultrie. The Pack is leading 2-0.
Okay. Somebody hit a home run or a double or?
That's it.
We will see Tremaine Drawick in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, one near side. Keep Stevens in the backfield with him. Brings a man in motion towards us. That's Sheffield. Takes a snap. He starts to carry the ball right, looking for a hole. Gets to the corner across the 15 to 20. We hit him and knock him down at the 25. It'll be good enough for a first down, but there's cotton on the carpet, and they're going to call holding.
Yeah, there's holding. That's flag thrown about the 16. And there was another flag thrown here a little further down, about the 22. It looks like they called the same thing. Yeah, that official will pick his flag up.
Talking to Chandler Sumlin, he said, yep, we want it.
So that is the hold from the 16. It'll be marked from the 10 yards from that spot.
And that'll take it all the way back to the 6-yard line where they'll set it down. Actually, I'm sorry, they take it back to the 8.
So half the distance.
It's going to be first and 15. A minute 47 to go here, first quarter, no score.
Did a little homework on our Page Heating and Air stats report over the week, and better understanding of how to input those with the penalty. They're doing a great job down there.
Trawick in the shotgun, two receivers far side, one near side. Tied into our side. We're in a five-man front. They bring a man in motion towards us. And play action pass. Oh, and they give it to Stevens. He gets hit back about the 2-yard line, Bill.
That was number 53, Michael Wright. And boy, he was back there in the backfield at the handoff. But there's a penalty. Face mask against the Vikings.
Trawick had taken the ball, and the man in motion coming towards us, he acted like he was going to hand it to him, then turned and handed it to Stevens on the counter. And by that time, we were in the backfield. But now is this the fifth? Yep, this is a 15-yarder. So incidental,
so it was only a 5-yard penalty. And that'll just bring it out to about the 8-yard line.
I don't understand that one. Okay. Okay, again, the same
first
formation.
Down. Yep.
But again, it'll be first and 15. Trawick looking to pass. He looks to run. We've got him by the jersey. And he will not get back to the original line of scrimmage.
And that'll be a sack. We got a Viking that's down on a knee right now. Looks like number 70, Chandler Sumlin, but he's up. We're going to give 70 the sack, I think, there, Chandler Sumlin, as he got around that corner.
Looks about second and 17 all the way back to the ball. It's at the 5-yard. You count them, Bill. That's more than 11 yards.
Right there.
Second and 19. Ball all the way back to the 5-yard line. Clock inside 20 seconds to go. Now he brings the two receivers to our side. And they're telling the band to shut up already. They're on one end of the field. The band's on the other. Now it's going to get loud. I love it when they do this. 15 seconds to go. And that's 0-0.
And the Viking fans are on their feet. Second down and 19 for the Windsor Forest Knights. They've called their team back into the huddle. They're going to have to call a timeout or
they let the clock run out. That's the end of the first quarter. We'll be back after this 60-second break. All righty, we go to the other end of the field where it will be second and 19 at the 5-yard line. They're right in front of our band.
Let's go down here to Taylor just a minute.
Got Paige Heating and Air stat update. Leading rushes for tonight for the Vikings. Kevin Brown, 6 carries, 21 yards. Leading carry for the Windsor Forest Knights is Morrison, Bryant, 1 carry for 2 yards.
Thanks to Paige Heating and Air for your live in-game stats.
There's a snap. Trawick on the quarterback. Keeper gets back to the 5-yard line. And no more. He won't even get to the back to the 5. It'll be 3rd now and 20 or 21, depending upon where they set it down at, Bill.
Great tackle by number 91, Ellis Griffin. Where'd I get Godwin from? It's 3rd down now and 20. And the crowd's on their feet again as the band was quieted after the huddle.
Wins the fourth. Again, two receivers far side, one near side. Trawick in the end zone, waiting on the snap. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, throws out in the flat. Catch made on the far side, but hit immediately when he gets up to the 10-yard line. A little 6-yard pitch and catch from...
And that's going to put the Knights in a punting situation here.
That pass looks like it was complete to Antonio Wilson.
That'll be ranked 4th and 12 now. 10:46, the clock running here in the second quarter. Still no score.
Trawick standing in the end zone, getting ready to punt. Williams and Taquan Lane back at midfield. High, high kick. And he kicks it out of bounds. And they will mark it down. Official still waiting. They'll mark it down at the 34-yard line, Bill. So we'll take over 1st and 10 at the Windsor Forest 34-yard line with 10:28 to go, and that's been our deepest penetration of the night. It's come off a punt.
Yes, it has. Vikings need to get something going here. 22 yards was all that punt was.
Over. Burke has retaken the lead. We'll get that in a minute. Bergman in the backfield. Look at Big Berg run. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage and just bulls his way down to about the 32-yard line. Seth Carlo, the junior, in at quarterback right now. Update out of Coffee County, and Burke has took the lead over there. They got him a barn burner going.
Well, Burke County, we know from last year, a very good football team, and, of course, won the state championship in 4A.
Carlo under center. Bergman in motion. He gives it to Kevin Orr up the middle. TNT gets close to the first down as he gets down around the 25-yard line. Just bulls his way through that line.
And Kevin Orr just muscled through there, Wes. He just got down there, put his nose down, and kept his legs running. Now just third and one for the Vikings at the Windsor Forest 25.
Amon Brown checks in. Jordan Williams at one wing back. Nick Bergman in the other. And Amon Brown at fullback. We send Malik Roberts out wide right. He's in man coverage. Carlo looks over. Gets the play from the sidelines. We got heavy right. Double tight end to our side. Bergman in motion. Gives it to Bergman around the right side. He's got a hole by one man, too. He has the first down as he gets down around the 21-yard line.
But Windsor Forest has come in, and they are tackling very well. That was number five, Tyrez Brash, in on the tackle for the Windsor Forest Knights. Want to remind everybody, Tuesday night, live at 7 o'clock from the Holiday Inn and Conference Center on Hill Avenue, it's the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
Carlo, under center. Again, the snap. He gives it to Brown right up the middle. They grab him from behind as he gets across the 20. Down to about the 17-yard line.
8:45, the clock runs here. No score in the second quarter. Want to remind our fans about the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show on Tuesday nights. What is a great turnout last Tuesday.
Yes, it was. Again, Brown at fullback. Bergman wing back on the far side. Bergman in motion towards us. Gives it to the Berg. Runs into one man, two. Bounces off one. Gets across the fifth. He gets to the 15-yard line. He'll pick up 3 yards. Bill is going to be third and three from there. Jordan Williams checks in. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. 8:07 to go here in the ball in the first half. Left to right. We're showing tight end to our side. Again, Bergman comes towards our way. Carlo stops, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, in and out of the hands of Jordan Williams in the back of the end zone.
Jordan Williams was open. Also, our tight end, number 94, that was Eric Torrey. Eric was open right over the middle, just outside the end zone. But yeah. You couldn't ask for a better pass. We're going to have to try a field goal attempt with Gustavo Gonzalez. And our holder, Luke Marshachek.
Marshachek to set it down at the 22. It'll be a 32-yard field goal attempt. There's the ball is down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 7:47 to go in the first quarter, our Vikings take a 3-0 lead. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back at Martin Stadium, Vikings take a 3-0 lead on a 32-yard field goal from Gustavo. There's a high kick. Taken by Williams at the 10. He's up to the 15, and he'll get no further than that as he'll go tackling at the 18-yard line.
Tyquan laying in on the tackle. Go ahead, Taylor.
Guys, Page heating and air drive summary. That last drive for the Vikings, 7 plays, 19 yards, 2 minutes and 28 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 32-yard field goal by Gustavo Gonzalez. Your Vikings lead 3-0 with 7 minutes and 39 seconds left to go in the first half.
All righty. Thank you, Derek Taylor. It'll be first and 10 for the Knights at their 19-yard line. 7:39 to go here in the first half. Two receivers near side, one far side.
We got an official timeout for equipment. Looks like Tyquan Lang's trying to get that strap fastened on his helmet.
And Trawick is
there. We go.
Trawick's keeping Stevens in the backfield with him. I mean, Morrison in the backfield with him. Since two receivers near side, one of those being Williams. He's in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. There's a snap. Quarterback keeper up the middle by one man, two. Spins away from one. Gets across the 25 up to the 27-yard line.
Nathan Brantley was kind of the last hope there to make a tackle, and he brings him down after about a six-yard gain.
Bill, that was about their best gain of the night, and defensively we talked about Windsor Forest is doing something a little different tonight. They're stunting a lot of heat. Much anything different. We're just lining up, playing our base defense. And we're really controlling the line of scrimmage tonight. We've played a lot of players on the defensive line and keeping them fresh, and that's paid off so far.
Thanks, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline report.
Windsor Forest goes back to the I formation. Two receive, one receiver near side, one far side. Gives it to the fullback right up the middle. And it was second and about a yard and a half. And he may not have even have made it to the line of scrimmage.
Summer Chandlin and Sam Washington in on the tackle for the Vikings. And that'll hold them to a third down situation now.
6:45 to go here in the first half. Referee marks it ready for play.
Clock ticking at 3:35 here in the second quarter. Our Vikings lead 3-0.
6:35.
What did I say? 3:35? Sorry, 6:35.
We will have the Lions High principal, Jay Floyd, as our halftime guest. The Knights, ball on the far hash mark. They're in the I formation. Quarterback keeper up the middle. He'll get couple of yards. He's going to be close to that first down.
Well, he just dove through the hole right there, and depending on where they mark him, they're going to first down.
And that was just came off behind the center to went to his left. Ball on the far hash mark. Knights going from right to left on your radio dial. Clock's running now. We are at the six-minute mark here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. Trawick in the I formation, tied into the far side. He keeps it. Option. Keeps the ball. Goes around the right side after he gets a yard. Maybe two is tackled over there by several Vikings.
Yeah, number six, Eric Hart, and number 42, Elijah Curtis, in on the tackle. And it'll be a short gain.
That will make it second and, well, give him 3 yards, make it second and seven as the ball has moved up to the 32-and-a-half-yard line. Again, splits his receivers, brings Mark James to our side. The tight end comes to the home side. Our linebackers pull up tight in the line. And Trawick again. Oh, ball's on the ground. We pick it up. Trawick lost the ball. Going into the line, fumbles, and Eric Hart picks it up and takes it back to their 27-yard line.
That ball just squirted out there.
And it was laying because our linebackers had walked up in the line. When that ball came out, it was actually behind our linebackers just laying there on the ground.
And he just picked it up, and I tell you, if it wasn't a heads up by Wake Forest, he could have run that thing in.
By
Windsor Forest, sorry.
Stevenson with a tight end to our side. Five-man front for the Knights, shifts to the right. Stevenson rolls, looking. Throws the ball downfield. Catch made by Bergman at the 25, and they sling him out of bounds for about a two-yard gain. Stevenson had a man draped all over him. He rolled right. And they were draped all over him trying to pull him down. Be second and eight at the 25. Ball on the near hash mark. Four at fullback. We put Williams in motion and gives it to Williams around the left side. Trying to get the corner. Gets a block by Orr. Cuts back inside. There's going to be a flag from the referee back at the 26. And it's going to be a holding against our Vikings. 4:34 to go here in the first half. And we are leading 3-0. Every time we get going, it seems like we kind of shoot ourselves in the foot there.
Let's see what the penalty is going to be. Marty, probably holding.
Yep. It is holding. Marty Rogers will have coach at the end of the first half. Get a few words from Coach McPherson as he heads towards the locker room. That'll back us back out to the 36-yard line where it will be second. about 18. We'll get that here for you in just a second. Second and 18. Stevenson drops back, looks, got a man wide open. Oh, and tried to hit the screen play to Jerome Daniels.
His lineman was right there in the way.
But down the field, he had number 25. That is Malik Roberts, wide open, just didn't see it. That's going to be third and 18 now. And there comes Williams in. He gives the play to Stevenson. Stevenson, the senior. Bergman, Taekwon Lane, Jerome Daniels, and there's a flag. And what do we got?
Might be substitution. Let's the flag's over on the far sideline. Side judge comes in, talks to the umpire. It might be a sideline warning even. Yes, it is.
Yeah, the referee comes over, gives a sideline warning. I didn't see. They only have six, but all the players are back like they're supposed to be, and they only have five coaches over there. Ball on the far hash mark. Stevenson in the shotgun. Taekwon Lang to his right. Two receivers near side, one far side for our Vikings. Man in motion. Drops back. Looks. There comes a rush. Guys got him around the waist. Throws downfield. And there goes the flag for intentional grounding.
Yeah, that's going to be grounding on Stevenson. He was looking for somebody downfield, just nobody there. Threw the ball away.
4:08 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. And we'll have to punt. And they'll mark the ball all the way back to the 48-yard line.
So we went backwards on this series big time.
John Belcher in to kick.
It is now 4th and 31.
Sheffield and Williams back deep for Windsor Forest, standing about the 20-yard line. Belcher. The ball gets blocked on the ground, and the Knights have recovered at our 41-yard line.
Wow, a little mishandled bobble on the snap, and it goes through the kicker's hands. That's number 67, John Belcher, the punter, goes through his hands and does a good job just to kind of make the tackle and keep us from having Windsor Forest get down there and score. It'll be first and 10 now for the Windsor Forest Knights at the Vikings 41-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. I like Malik Jones' shoes, Bill. They're a bright neon green. Frederick goes under center, sends a receiver to either side of the field. They're in the I formation. At five-man front for our Vikings, we're hit up over the center. They pitch it to Morrison around the right side. He is down the sidelines before we run him out of bounds. But there is a flag back at the 42, and it's going to be holding.
Yeah, Taekwon Lang pushed him out of bounds. But you're right, the flag at about the 42 will be for holding.
Burke has jumped out to a 20-7 lead over Coffey. And while they administer the penalty, Bill, I just want to take a moment and give our heartfelt thanks to the Sains family. Steve Sains, our PA announcer, and his family. They lost their father yesterday morning. He's not with us tonight. Clint Joyner filling in, doing a great, great job. But Steve, buddy, we miss you. We love you. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family. Mark it back to their 48-yard line. First and 21.
3:50 on the clock here in the second quarter.
Trawick, ball in the middle of the field, splits his receivers, I formation. Drops back, there comes a rush. And the ball is tipped but caught by Morrison. He's across the 50, the 45, down to about the 42-yard line. And we tipped the ball behind the line of scrimmage, but we're right in to a Morrison pan.
On the tackle, number 32, Brian Bell for the Vikings, but not until they get a big pickup on that little dump pass.
Second and 12 now. Ball at the 43-yard line of the Vikings.
9 yards on the pass, and what should have been just an incomplete or a broken up pass.
Ball on the far hash mark. Trawick taking his time. Alex Bryan at fullback. He's got Morrison at tailback. He brings two receivers to the near side. That is Mario Cooney and Mark James. Takes the snap, drops back, comes the rush, starts to run. Throws the ball way downfield, and he throws it over Coney's head for an incomplete pass. That'll stop the clock with 2:53 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0.
The wide receivers, Mario Cooney and Mark James, doing a wide pick on that play. Mario comes from the inside, swings to the outside as Mark James cuts back inside, and the quarterback tried to hit that outside receiver, just overthrew him.
Knights bring Craig Sheffield in, and they send Malik Jones to the sideline. Sheffield will come to our side as a slot receiver. Mark James on the outside. Trawick looks over our defense. Slides under center. Takes the pumpkin, slides back. Here comes the rush. We got a hand on him. Throws the ball downfield. Tipped. Oh, almost caught by Eric Hart. And if he makes that one, it's a pick six.
Yeah, Eric comes in on the tip. Even gets a finger on it. Just can't do anything with it. But it falls harmlessly to the turf, and it's fourth down now for the Windsor Forest Knights.
Now, what do you do here, Bill? Fourth and 12, do you?
Yeah, you punt the ball.
You punt the ball. 2:44 to go here in the first half. Still 3-0, our Vikings. This has been a quick, quick first half. And the officials, false start.
Yeah, there's a flag on the far side.
They'll mark five off against.
We'll be interested to see at halftime the Page Heating and Air stats, how many penalties on both teams. Looks like now Lowndes with four and Windsor Forest makes their fourth penalty. They declined that, so it's still just three penalties for Windsor Forest. They don't decline that. I was going to say, I didn't think they would.
Back it back to the 48-yard line. Trawick standing now back on his own 35. Tricon Lang on the near side. Jordan Williams on the far side, and he kicks it toward Jordan. Jordan lets it. No, catches it at the 20. Comes near side. Dropped by one man. Nope, got his jersey. Will not let go. And he'll go down at the 20, and that is Craig Sheffield, who's their leading tackler, and he is all over the field.
So Williams makes the catch at the 29, runs sideways 10 or 15 yards, but gets nothing forward.
We will take over first and 10 on our own 20, ball on the near hash mark, 2:33 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0, and it is the junior, Seth Carlo. He has alternated quarterbacks.
A 28-yard punt.
On the Page Heating and Air stat report. We've got double tight ends to the right side. Carlo goes under center, gives the ball to, looks like, Nick Bergman, and they run Nick out of bounds after a 3-yard gain. That'll stop the clock, and there is a Knight down on the canvas. And if that's who I think it is, that could hurt them.
Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back in Martin Stadium, 2:27 to go here in the first half. Vikings leading 3-0. He'll have to leave the game, but he's going out under his own power. It's Craig Sheffield, and maybe he just had the wind knocked out of him because the Knights lose him. They lose a lot of their defense, but I'm sure he'll be back.
Second and 7 for the Vikings here from the 23-yard, their own 23-yard line.
Double tight ends. Carlo goes under center. They're in a four-man front. Gives it to Bergman around the left side. Gets a block by the Sons of Thunder, and they're going to call a hold out there. And I don't know. I watched the block the whole way, Bill. It sure didn't look like a hold from here.
It sure didn't to me. 2:19 left here in the first half, and boy, the penalties that this crew has thrown here tonight. And they're going to call what was a first down run by Nick Bergman. And they're throwing the flag at about the 26-yard line. That'll be a 10-yard mark off from there.
So And they make it all the way back to the 16-yard line, so they'll make it second and 13, or second and 14. Clock running with 2:15 to go. Again, double tight ends. Carlo with a man in motion. And ball's on the ground, and we fall on it back at the 10. A busted play, and we're going to lose about 6.5 yards as we go all the way back to the 10-yard line.
Vikings have not looked sharp tonight, to say the least. 3-0, they lead the Windsor Forest Knights here as the clock continues to run inside of 2 minutes here in the first half.
We get Jerome Daniels in, and
it'll be third and 19.
Nick Bergman comes out. Man in motion. Seth Carlo looking to throw the ball, gets great protection. Throws downfield. Oh, just off the outreach fingertips of number 46, Christian Parker.
Yeah, Christian had gone. I mean, he was open. It just needed to be on that outside corner and outside shoulder just a little bit too long. And that'll bring up fourth down now for the Vikings.
We're standing in our end zone. They're standing at our 45. There's a whistle, flag.
And there's a flag on the far sideline. They're going to call it against the Knights. Offsides on the defense. That'll give us 5 extra yards. Want to remind everybody, stick around for the Prince Automotive Group halftime report. We'll have Lowndes High Principal Jay Floyd as our halftime guest.
Now, Belcher moves out to the 1 yard line, had his last punt blocked. They come again. He gets this one off. Nice high punt, drives Williams all the way back to the 40, to the 38, where he picks it up and falls down at their 38 yard line.
Nice driving punt by our punter, number 67, John Belcher. We'll get you some number on that here in just a minute.
And a block in the back against our Vikings.
So the punt stands. A 46-yard punt. No return, and they'll mark that from the end of the run.
As we told you, Marty will have Coach McPherson at the end of the first half. They'll mark that, set the ball down at the Windsor Forest 48-yard line. First and 10 for Windsor Forest, a minute 15 to go here. In the first half, Vikings lead it 3-0. Trawick gives it to Morrison over the right side. He'll get 2 yards before he is stopped by a whole host of Lowndes High Vikings.
Yeah, hard to say who came up on the bottom of that pile. Looks like number 42 for the Vikings, and that's Elijah Curtis. The clock now under 1 minute and running here in the first half. Vikings still lead 3-0. It's second and about 7 now for the Knights as they cross into Lowndes High territory at the 48-yard line.
Trawick again to Morrison. Morrison hits off one man, two spins. Eric Carter has him, but not before he gets the first down to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, just did not wrap up in our tackle. And that'll be a first down for the Knights.
And first and 10 there in a hurry-up offense. Clock starts running 30 seconds.
And they spike it.
They spike it with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, Windsor Forest Knights broke the huddle with 12 players. And they called a 5-yard substitution penalty, so it's going to be second and 15 from our 45. Trips to the far side. single receiver near side, one to four-man flush. Traywick drops back near the flag. And
another penalty. 5 yards for a false start.
Well, the official first, the guy who threw the flag, put his hand on his chest and gave a legal substitution. And I'm starting looking, counting our guys. We had 11. So now give them second and 20. Again, trips to the far side. We're showing a blitz right up the middle, and there we come, and there's a whistle. Dead ball. Illegal procedure. Back
them
up.
That's three of them, back to back.
Guys, they're getting number 17, the guy who originally lined up at quarterback for them. He's moved out here to split in, and he's jumped now twice in a row. I guess it's that change of position. He's just, you know, a little different for him. He's going back to quarterback now.
Thank you, Marty, for that commercial banking company sideline update.
And they've got Rakeem Hills, the backup quarterback at wide receiver on our side. Traywick just takes a knee, kneels down, and he'll let the clock to run out to end the first half. We'll keep it right here until Marty gets Coach McPherson here. It's 12 seconds as it's counting down. Vikings lead it 3-0. And we'll see what Coach Mack has to say about this first half.
Coach, your Vikings got the lead, but it's not what you wanted in the first half, I'm sure.
No, we're not playing good, I tell you. Too many penalties. We got people open. We can't get them the ball. We're turning people loose up front. We ain't playing well.
Coach, I'm sure you get it.
All right, there you go. Thank you for the equipment, parts, supply, coach's spotlight, as we hear from Coach Randy McPherson here right before half. Vikings lead 3-0. We're going to take a 5-minute break. When we come back, Wes will have our guest for the halftime show this afternoon. You're listening to Lions High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.